Greg Yoder with Mission Network News, approaching June 30th, and it feels like Egypt is facing a do-or-die kind of scenario. 15 million Egyptians signed the rebel as a sign of their anger. But it's more than that, says Open Doors spokesman Jerry Dykstra.
The Rebellion Initiative is a campaign coalition of Egyptian opposition groups, and they've been calling for his resignation and that new presidential elections be held.
Sunday is the one-year anniversary of President Morsi's inauguration. Prayer warriors
pray that there be no loss of life or injury. They want this protest on Sunday to be peaceful, and that's going to take a lot of prayer for that to happen.
Next, bad weather is complicating rescue in northern India. Early monsoon flooding displaced some 10,000 people. Government officials say at least 1,000 were killed by flash flooding and mudslides. Compassion International has 9 projects in the affected areas. In 3, children, families, and staff are safe. Sadly, that wasn't the story in 6 other communities where Compassion works. Pray that the love of Christ will heal in these areas. There's more at our website. And a college ministry is seeing growth despite recent troubles. Jim Lundgren of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says they're celebrating record numbers at their annual orientation of new staff.
I think it's a sign of the health of our work on campus.
Schools don't want faith-based groups to use religion when choosing student leaders because it would leave out non-religious students. But Lundgren says more new staff translates to more growth on campus and more students reached. Find the rest of the story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. Time's running out. Or go to the website at missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.